celebrate Eros one afternoon per week. Discretion guaranteed by playful, pretty, imaginative, witty woman. Send email and recent picture, New York area. Talk about a woman on the verge of a nervous breakdown. It was autumn in New York, season of mellow mists, Jewish holidays, and $5,000 a plate benefits for chic diseases. A time of new beginnings, Yom Kippur. Starting over, Rosh Hashanah, and laying in acorns against a barren winter, Sukkot. When I placed the ad, I had thought of myself as a sophisticate, coolly interviewing lovers. But now I was suddenly overcome with panic. I began fantasizing about what sort of creeps, losers, retreads, extortionists, and homicidal maniacs such an ad would attract. And then I got so busy with calls from my ailing parents and pregnant daughter that I forgot all about it. A few minutes went by. Then suddenly the responses poured out of the internet like coins out of a slot machine. I was almost afraid to look. After a couple of beats, I couldn't resist. It was like hoping I had won the lottery. The first response showed a scanned Polaroid of an erect penis. A tawny, uncircumcised specimen with a drop of dew winking at the tip. Under the photo on the white border was scrawled, "Without Viagra." The accompanying email was concise. "I like your style. Have always risen for assertive women. Send nude shot and measurements." The next one began like this. "Dear Seeker, sometimes we think it's carnality we want when actually we long for Jesus. We discover that if we open our hearts and let Him in, all sorts of satisfaction undreamt of can be ours. Perhaps you think you are seeking Eros, but Thanatos is what you really seek. In Jesus, there is eternal life. He is the lover who never disappoints, the friend who is loyal forever. It would be an honor to meet and counsel you." A telephone number was proffered. 1-800-JESUS-4-U. I threw all the responses in the virtual garbage can, deleted them, and shut down the computer. I must have been insane to give an authentic email address. That was the end of it, I thought, deluding myself. Another bad idea aborted. I went about my wife life like an automaton. I had always been impulsive. And impulsive people know how to back away from their impulses. Sex was trouble, at any age, but at 60, oops, I gave it away. It was a joke. Women were not allowed to have passion at 60. We were supposed to become grandmothers and retreat into serene sexlessness. Sex was for 20, 30, 40, even 50. Sex at 60 was an embarrassment. Even if you still looked good, you knew too much. You knew all the things that could go wrong, all the cons you could set yourself up for, all the dangers of playing with strangers. You knew discretion was a dream. And now, my email was out there for all the crazy fishers and pishers. Besides, I adored my husband, and the last thing I wanted to do was hurt him. I had always known that marrying someone 25 years older put me at risk for spending my sunset years without sex. But he had given me so much else. I'd married him when I was 45 and he was 65, and we'd had a great ride together. He had healed all the old wounds of my earlier marriages. He had been a great stepfather to my daughter. How dare I complain that something was missing in my life? How dare I advertise for Eros? My parents were dying, and I was growing unimaginably older. But was that a reason to pursue what my old friend Isadora Wing had called the zipless fuck? You betcha. It was either that or spiritual bliss. Apparently, the creators of Zipless.com had ripped off Isadora without paying a penny. The company that bought her movie rights was sold to a company that owned publishing rights, which was sold to a company that exploited digital rights, that was sold to a company that exploited well-known tags. Such is the right.